Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. We've got more community engagement with the Ad Hoc Committee. Joining us in studio with details from the Ad Hoc Committee, we've got to Melanie Hare in studio with all of the information. Melanie, it's good to see you. Good morning.
Good morning, James. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for dropping by. It's the Ad Hoc Committee for the Grand Trunk Renewal. We certainly have chatted with the City of Stratford, Martin Ritzma, all about it. We've got some community dialogues or community engagement meetings coming up. One for March and then another one in April. Is that right?
That's absolutely right. Yes, we're really excited to get back out to the community and start talking about the future of the site.
All right, let's talk about the first one that's coming up in March.
Right, so next Tuesday, March the 26th, at the Rotary Complex, will be the first of four events. Two we're planning and are fixed now, but that's the first one, and that's really kind of to just share with the community where we're at.
Okay.
There's been lots of dialogue over the years on the Grand Trunk site. The Ad Hoc Committee is up and running now and getting some great momentum. So we wanted to share where we're at, and there'll be a few speakers just to kind of bring everybody up to speed. So when we get into some discussion around guiding principles and where we want to go with the site in the spring, everyone will be on the level set on the same page.
Perfect. So this is the first one is coming up for March 26th. That's at 6:30 p.m. in Hall A at the Stratford Rotary Complex. Do you register for these events or how does that work?
We are asking people to register just so we have a sense of numbers.
Yeah.
No one's going to be turned away. So on the city's website, you can there's a Grand Trunk on Engage Stratford. Please have a look and you'll get all the information of the event, time, place, and an opportunity to register there.
Perfect. And as you really touched on there, I've had people asking me, are things really moving with this Ad Hoc Committee or with the Grand Trunk? The wheels are in motion, if you will.
Absolutely. We're getting some great momentum. You may recall that it was just last June 2023, when the city had all of the process to get the site back into the public hands, into the city-owned lands, was completed. So just in June of 2023, the council then set up the Ad Hoc Committee. We've been meeting only since November.
Yeah.
We wanted to get out early days to get re-engaged with the community and get some ideas share where we're at with things, and then get some ideas about the community's ideas of the future.
And we should mention with the Ad Hoc Committee, this is quite a sizable committee with sort of subcommittees and different meetings taking place.
Yeah, the committee composition is made up of volunteers, a representative across the community. The council set the kind of terms of who they wanted to make sure there's a variety of perspectives. So the committee meets monthly. Those are public meetings. They're usually on Mondays and at City Hall, so they're open to the public.
Mm-hmm.
The working groups are set up. There's five of them to do kind of get the horsepower behind the committee.
So five working groups. My goodness.
So
wow.
We're looking at everything from visioning and planning to real estate, finance, and models around the financial side of things, but also engineering and sustainability.
Yeah, because this is, as we've talked about, this is a big project. This is an 18-acre site. I mean, it's really hard to imagine or encompass how big this project is, if you will.
This is an enormous site, an enormous opportunity in Stratford's downtown.
Exactly.
I can say I work kind of coast to coast. I'm an urban planner, and I work coast to coast. This is an opportunity most cities would be very happy to have in their lap, and now that its site's back in public ownership, the city is driving forward to implement kind of change on the site.
Yeah, very good. Amazing. Thanks for mentioning that. Oh, so that's the first one that's coming up. Let's talk about the second one for April 13th at 2 p.m. at City Hall Auditorium, and the focus on this one.
Yes, absolutely. So the second meeting is a focus on learning from elsewhere.
Okay.
Understanding how other communities that are relatable to Stratford in size and kind of close in geography have kind of taken catalytic sites like the Grand Trunk site and turned them into catalysts for change, bringing in, addressing community needs, and also being financially sustainable.
Okay.
So we'll be bringing in speakers related to downtown Guelph. And everything from the Sleeman Center to Carden Street and all of the adaptive reuse of some of the properties there. Speaker coming in from Kitchener, speaking about the Bright Up Block, the Tannery, and some of the other sites they've brought together and some financial models. And then thirdly, a speaker, an architect who's done some of these projects from the design and community building perspective and be able to speak to us about the Niagara Falls Exchange.
Okay, so there you go. There's other examples right there, not very close to our community, if you will. You know, we tend to focus in like it's a bubble in Stratford, but there are other communities that have had renewal projects projects very much like this.
Absolutely, yeah. And we're trying to learn from those places because this is complicated.
Yeah.
There's many parts to this, and we want to make sure we get this right and get off on the right foot in implementing change on the site.
It's about community dialogues, the Grand Trunk Renewal. Again, we've got two very special get-togethers happening for March 26th, and then the next one is April 13th, but there are more coming up. The best place to go is to engagestratford.ca. Is that
correct,
the website?
Yes, please.
And Melanie, just before we let you go, thanks for all your work on the ad hoc committee. You really have touched on it. What's your perspective now moving forward in terms of things are looking bright, or what are your thoughts at this point?
I'm excited. Things are looking bright. There's a long journey to go. We need to get started. And that's what this ad hoc committee is being asked by council to help get things started. And then the site will evolve over many years. But let's get it started on the right foot.
All right. Melanie here with the ad hoc committee. Melanie, thank you so much for all the details. Thank you.
Thanks, Jamie. Pleasure.